Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. I just did a survey for T-Mobile, and it said I was going to receive an iPad. But when I went through the final process, it says I was entered for the sweepstakes or whatever, but that seemed to be misleading. And am I going to receive the iPad?
Can I get your zip code to see if I have an account for you?
All right, 10011.
And what is your first and last name?
John Connolly.
Did you say Tom?
John Connolly, C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y.
Okay, spell your last name for me.
C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y.
Okay. And your first name is John?
Correct.
J-O-H-N?
Correct.
For security purposes, may you verify your address for me?
203 West 19th Street, New York, New York, 10011.
Do you have another address, the address you used when you did this online?
No, same address. 4R is my apartment number.
And did you just do this today?
Correct, yes, 5 minutes ago.
And what is your email, sir?
JMJC00003, that's 4003@gmail.com.
Okay, give me that zip code again, please.
10011.
So I'm not able to pull a account up with that information. And you say you did a survey online for iPad?
Yes, it said that if I was a T-Mobile customer thanking me for my support, and so I decided to enter my information to claim it. And at the end of it, it said that I was entered into a sweepstakes. So it seems like almost like it's a scam. Am I going to get the iPad?
No, it probably wasn't for an iPad. It probably was a ticket entry to get in a contest.
All right, that's
a
scam then. Can you please cancel my entry, please?
Well, sir, I wasn't
it said
able
it,
to.
It said that I was entitled to the iPad, and said nothing about entering a sweepstakes. So can you cancel my order, please?
Well, I wasn't even able to pull a account up with the name or information you gave me, sir. So we don't
have
an account for
you. All right, I'm calling Discover right now. I'm going to call Discover and tell them to stop it. Thank you.